Blog Talk Radio.
Fell asleep and woke up in Houston, Texas. Gangsta ass niggas from the 5th and the saying, roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club or something, you know, F-R-O-G, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. QD3 on the beat. I wanna say what's up to little girl. My partner D, what's up, D, baby? All my partners in the pen. North County, Santa Rita. My brother Wayne Lowe. Just another day. Bitch.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct. I am your host, Vincent the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I wasn't sure if I was even going to do a show tonight. I was planning on it, and then I came home and laid down and took a little nap, and woke up just a little while ago, and wasn't sure if I was in the mood or even prepared to do a show, which is probably still true right now. And of course, I didn't tell anybody about this, so hopefully we'll get some callers in here in a little bit. If not, I will have to resort to crank calling another program, which is fine. And I use the word crank call loosely. When I just need simply, we will call another program. Because this is all about blog talking. Blog talk radio. So, I'm going to play some music and hopefully take some calls. If that doesn't happen, like I said, I am going to infiltrate another show. And I'm happy to do that. But, of course, your calls take priority, 347-826-7667. Vincent the Bay here with you. I woke up and there was some live, I couldn't believe it was live, basketball, college basketball. Memphis and Miami just got through playing. I couldn't believe it. It said live. I was like, are they kidding me? But apparently right now they're doing this college basketball marathon, and they started right after Monday Night Football, and it goes all the way until tomorrow night, nonstop college basketball games. Right now it is St. Mary's and St. John's playing in Hawaii. They used Hawaii to do the late game, which in Hawaii right now it's probably only 8:45. So, there it is. All right, I'm gonna take a break, play some music, and hopefully take your calls. If not, we'll figure something out. Be right back.
Everybody's cool, all the same. You want to. to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay back here with you. Disorderly Conduct is the program. Excuse me. Wow. 347-826-7667. I'd like to thank Isha and Tracy and Uncle Bobby for coming through. It's a pleasure to have you folks in the program, as per usual. This was sort of a last-minute show I decided to do, so I didn't really get the word out about it. You just missed my explanation, Isha. I took a nap, and I just woke up a few minutes ago, and I wasn't sure if I was going to do a show or not. I'd already passed the time that I normally started. As you can see, I'm still a little groggy and trying to get my my bearings straight here. But I do have a call, and they have their hand up, so I'm going to go to the phones. 414, you're on the air.
What's up? It's the ESPN Vince. VMAC.
What up, VMAC? What you doing, man?
Man, nothing to call in and talk to you. It just started last minute, like you said, and then ain't really nothing to talk about. Hey, let's talk about sports. Yay. Hey, what you think about that Michael Pitt?
Oh, my God. I think if he was on my fantasy football team, I would have shot a load tonight a couple of times.
Hey, man, do you think somebody like a genius right now, do you think somebody picked him up just to fill in a spot, man? Like, they just, like, happy right now?
What was that? I didn't catch that.
So somebody picked him up on their fantasy team, and, you know, just to try to fill a spot in. Like, wow, man, this guy, he looked like he looks better than he ever did because he's more controlled now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looked great. He was on the money.
Let's see, who's regretting that now? San Francisco passed up on him. Washington passed up on him. Oakland passed up on him. Hey.
Yeah. Everybody, a lot of people passed up on him. You knew somebody was going to give him a chance, and I was kind of surprised it was Philadelphia at the time because they had McNabb. You know, it's just like, okay, I don't know. Maybe they were thinking ahead. Obviously, if somebody was, they deserve a raise at this point. But yeah, he looked great. He was awesome. He was like the old Vic. Although I noticed he took off the visor halfway through the game. What was up with that?
I don't know. Yeah, well, I guess he couldn't see it. Or maybe because it was raining or something, and he didn't have a little windshield wiper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. They need a little windshield wiper for that thing for sure. Or give him a little squeegee. You can bring on the field with him.
Yeah, it's like what he's doing now, what people wanted him to do 3, 4, or 5 years ago. Now he know when to take off, and now he know when to throw, and now he know when to throw it away or just fall back and take the sack and leave it for another down, you know. And if he didn't keep that up, man, they're going to be definitely a problem in the next couple of years, even this year, you know.
Oh, yeah. Him and DeSean Jackson are like, that's an electrifying combo right there. If those two guys can keep clicking. And he only threw it to him twice tonight. First play of the game, they went like 80 yards. Michael Vick's got an arm. Like, he's not a runner. He can throw.
Yeah, he always had a strong arm.
Yeah.
His accuracy, you know, that was always in question. Yeah, he always had a rocket arm, man. And I was talking to my guy and telling him, like, if Oakland would pick them up instead of them being, I said they only probably would have lost their two games if Michael Vick was in back there. So it was a close game, Oakland did, man.
But I don't know. I mean, it's hard to speculate on what he would be like somewhere else, because I think that a big factor in Michael Vick reemerging was probably Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
He sat on the bench for a whole year watching Donovan McNabb. And Donovan McNabb apparently took him under his wing and put a lot of faith in work into him. And I think Michael Vick is getting some redemption here, much to the chagrin of a lot of people who still hate him.
Yeah, and then they give Don McNabb that huge contract, and he go out and do this tonight. Wow.
I know. I can't believe they. I heard about the contract before the game, before I watched the game, and even before the game, I was just like, why would you give this guy a big $5 million contract? He's been in the league 12 years. He's not even to be around in 5 years.
Nope.
Unless they think he's going to be another Brett Favre, which, I mean, he could be. He's been around long enough, but I don't know. I don't understand why you just give him. I mean, that guy's just giving money away, I guess.
Yeah, it's like Daniel Snyder, you know, he answered it for that. He tried to buy his Super Bowls, man, and it never works out. You know, never works out, man. I mean, you know, you just see the money that these owners and stuff be throwing around. That's why it's going to be a lockout, because of stuff like that. You know, it's like they're just giving away money. You know, he's not going to last. What's going to happen? Like they said, they back-end loaded that contract. I was reading online. So he's only going to get probably, they say, 10 to 12 million of that. And believe me, next year when the draft comes, Shanahan and them is going to draft a quarterback. Donovan McNabb is going to stay there next year, or maybe two, and they're going to cut him and put that quarterback that Shanahan draft. He wants his own guy in there.
I thought that was his own guy, though, because the coach and the quarterback from last year are gone. So
yeah.
I thought Shanahan got the guy he wanted. He wants. I think he's looking at Donovan McNabb as a guy that'll give him, be like his next Elway, the guy that,
yeah,
you know, on his last couple years gets one on the way going out.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, if anybody other than a few people I can name as far as head coaches, I think he can build that team up. Like you say, you know, nobody really expected him to do a whole bunch this year. You know, I picked him to go like 7-9 this year, you know, I didn't think they were going to do too much. You know, he had to get his system in, the right offensive lineman. For one, he get his offensive linemen there are too big for Shanahan standards, because he liked 300 pounds, 280, 285 offensive linemen. He don't like the 310s and the 320s because of his whole zone blocking scheme. He likes quick offensive. A lot of rearranging to do there before he can get on the winning track.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, they're on. They're. What's that?
I know. So you know them Elway years. This offensive line was averaging 289. You know, they wasn't even 300 pounds. Nobody on that offensive line those Super Bowl years was even 300 pounds.
Man, they had Terrell Davis. They were. Those teams were tight.
Yeah, TD. Yeah, man. Yes, indeed.
I think
New Orleans got their first loss tonight, huh?
Oh, so let's see. In the chat room here, we got. Oh, I thought Tracy was talking about two penises, but it says two pennies.
Two penises?
No, two pennies. Isha is saying that she's too broke. She's so broke, she can't rub two pennies together.
Yeah.
And it's like, join the club. But,
Yeah, join the club. I'm on that club, too.
But then Tracy reposted it, but in her font and stuff. For some reason, at first glance, it looked like she just said two penises. But it's pennies. Speaking of two penises, V-Mac and Vince in the Bay are here. Feel free to join these two penises.
Yeah.
I know you girls are loving this in-depth discussion about the Elway era Broncos. If you want to join
it,
right? Ladies. The number is 347-826-7667. Who knows? They could be sports fans. There's a lot of chicks that are into sports. I don't know if Isha and Tracy are those two people, but although I think a lot of chicks get into sports just because they think it's going to get them a man.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or impress their man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all of a sudden like start pretending like they're following it and they try to get into it and stuff and but like trying too hard, hard in a way, you know.
Yeah, I mean, casual, you know, being interested casually is fine. But even if you don't like it, I mean, it is fine. You know, you don't have to sit there and try to quote stats and talking about something you don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Then it just irritates you more because you watching the game and you do want to interact. You know, you mean no harm. They get to ask you all these questions and you really don't want to be bothered because you're watching the game and they think that's being interaction, you know, but you have to be sports or football or whatever sports you're interested in, literate to sit there and do what guys do. And I say, it's some chicks that can do that. You know, we might be, and you'd be watching the game and be like, yeah, Vince, you seen that, man? I remember when such and such, you know, we'd be talking, watching the game, but still paying attention. When a female does it, she's like, well, where is that one guy? And then you're like, who? You know, the one guy, the one that happened, he mooned Green Bay, but he didn't moon Green. You're talking about Randy Moss and the Jets would be playing, and Randy Moss going to be nowhere near on that field. Like, what are you talking about? You know, but it's that's the thing with couples too. You know, a lot of women and men too, you know, they adapt to whoever they're with. You know, they adapt sometimes to their music, their lifestyle, you know, certain things that they do. You know, it's like say take PG for instance. You know, before she met Petey, she didn't listen to rap like that. She didn't listen to Milwaukee rap. So when she met her husband now that's a Milwaukee rapper, she's more interested and in tune with what the Milwaukee and the music scene is as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm all for like there's people out there that they just, you know, they just automatically whatever their mate is into, automatically they just somehow, you know, they just it through osmosis it transfers to them and they start liking it too. And that's totally legitimate. But sometimes I feel, I don't know, maybe it's just I see it on Facebook. Like, I'll see some chicks that I just feel like they're just kind of desperately trying to put it out there that they like sports, you know, trying to fish for a guy, I think.
Yeah. And all they can say is one name, you know, especially doing that Boston Celtics LA that final. It was like, it was more chicks commenting on that than there were guys. And yeah, it's like a way to pull them in. Then when you really start to know them, see, that's like, hey, well, remember what we were talking about on the sidebar? And I like, you know, a lot of people on Facebook, them just their representatives. That's not the true client. You know, you get to meeting these women and talking to these women and have found out they hate sports, hate kids, hate cats, anything else, you know. So when they first meet you, it's all cool. Oh, you got a cat? Oh, that's so cute. Oh, you like sports? Oh, you like playing Xbox? Oh, that's fine. Oh, you a Facebook fan or whatever. They just accept anything until 5 or 6 months down the road. Then it's a problem.
Yeah. You hit it right on the head, man. That's exactly how it is.
And then you know what I say? I tell them, kick rocks. That's what I tell them. I have stopped a lot of friendships before they even got to the dating, before we even got committed, because I have a waiting period. I know I may have lost some good women, but in the process, I know I have lost a lot of bad ones because I have a process. I won't commit to a woman until after four or five months because I want that representative to go away. Let me see who that client is. The representative will accept anything that you do. That's fine. Oh, you know, you like having sex with multiple chicks? Oh, me too. I'm bisexual. Then 5 or 6 months down the road, She don't have no type of no type of sexual encounters with no other women or anything else. But if you go out and get the doing that, oh, it's different now. But no, you just were saying that you like you bisexual and you like having open relationships and this, that, and the other. But what changed now? Five months. You know.
Yeah, there's always a double standard with women. They always, I mean, if it's not one thing, it's something else. That's an extreme example, though, for sure. So it seems to me we're outnumbered here. We got in the chat room here, Uncle Bobby doesn't watch sports, doesn't like sports. What's funny, Uncle Bobby? Because I've been on your show, and you don't sound gay.
I know, right?
But Uncle Bobby, but I think, you know what Uncle Bobby might be doing is the reverse that happens as well. That's where you have the guy pretending like he doesn't like sports to impress the girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. I really don't care. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, just play it off, dude.
Going out every Sunday. To the bar with his guys every Sunday, 4 or 5 months after he beats. Yeah, it goes the same for guys. Guys do a lot of different things, you know, say a lot of different things when they first see women to impress them. Oh, yeah, I love the novels, and I love those type of movies, you know, those touching movies, because it's meaningful knowing you could give a fuck less about those type of movies, those romantic comedies, all them things. You know, you'll do it the first month or so, then you back watching porn, wrestling, and sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, just be yourself. That should be the key. Because if somebody for everybody, billion people around here, somebody will accept you for you and how you are. And then I fired my representative a long time ago. I think I murdered him. I don't know. I think they're still looking for advice. But when I meet a woman, I tell them how I am, what I like, what I don't like, you know, what I'm willing to compromise on, you know, what I stand strong on. I just lay it out to them. So then it's their choice if they want to deal with me or not. I don't want to waste 2 or 3 months of my life for nothing.
Amen, brother. Brothers and sisters, if you want to join us here on the Disorderly Conduct Program, please do yourself a favor and call us at 347-826-7667. Uncle Bobby, it would be great to hear from you, to hear from the point of view of the gentlemen who don't like sports yet somehow like women. Isha or Tracy, if you ladies want to join me as well, VNAC and I are here for your audio erotic pleasure.
Yeah. Y'all call, make sure y'all tell us what you're wearing, if you're wearing anything at all.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, even if you don't call, type in the chat room, describe what you are wearing. And if you're not wearing anything, describe what you're doing with yourself.
Yeah.
Hopefully touching yourself like me right now. I'm going to continue touching myself and take a little break because that's what I do. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mac Tracy. I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? Back. Boy, where you been? I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first date. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride. Pull you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutchins just trying to get dug out. drought on niggas like me. Like M to the D from the R-O-M-P, Bo Philly. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after five in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
and
you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Though I'm gon' stack it, lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga D, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with kibbles and bits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the steel, I'm running with the peel. Going for two with the double R crew. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Mac D R E Bionic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stank like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio, turning blunts into Jubels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho. Leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
bitch,
do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
And there it is, Vince in the Bay with you on Disorderly Conduct. A little Mac Dre there, representing the Bay, Diz in Peace. We're back here with VMAC, and also we have another caller. We're going to go straight to the line. 856 area code. Identify yourself, please.
Yo, it's Uncle Bobby.
Uncle
What's up,
Bobby.
What's up, brother?
Nothing much, bro. How are you?
All right. I just did a show a little bit earlier, too. I caught you.
Are you doing coke right now? Are you doing coke right now?
No, I'm choking.
In the bathroom or something?
No, I'm choking. I'm smoking a doobie. Sorry.
All right.
I'll put
you get situated there, Bobby. You get situated there, Bobby. Once you're ready.
I was just smoking. I was holding it in. And my daughter's up, too. I was sitting there waiting the whole time. I didn't know you were going to play a song when I called in.
Actually, you called in right as I started playing the song. I didn't realize.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Called, or else I would have taken you right away. But I had to take care of business myself.
Yeah.
So I take it you're not watching the ESPN college basketball marathon right now, are you?
Yeah, no, I'm not, you know, that's what I call it. I'm not into sports, but, and I got, I actually wanted to do a show about that because this girl pissed me off on here, this lady. I don't know if you're familiar with her show, but it's called Donna Knows Best.
Yeah.
On here. Have you ever heard of her?
Yeah, she's hot. She's hot. I like her. I listen to her show all the time.
She's good looking, and man, she gets horny, man. She starts talking about dudes like, you know, like Lil Wayne and shit. She gets all worked up over him, you know.
Yeah.
Certain dudes.
I got a little Vince in the Bay for her. She
did. Head on her, see what happens. Tell her that.
Anyway, sorry, man. Continue.
Oh, so so she did this show. She was talking, and she straight up said, "Oh yeah," she said, "you're not a man if you don't like sports." And I got real mad. It was an archiver. I would have called in and said something to her. I'm like, "Excuse you, bitch! How dare you?" Because there's all types of men out there. There's like I like other men's stuff. Like I like beer. I like action movies. You know, shit like that. I'm just not into sports. That's all. How does that not make me a man?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, we mean exactly. I think you're on the boat with Donna. You feel the same way. Aren't you calling me
exactly.
gay? How dare you?
Exactly.
Exactly. But
I'm just giving you a hard time right now. But you are missing an amazing feat that's going on tonight. It is 24 hours of live college basketball.
Yeah, even if I like sports,
all around the clock, these kids are putting their lives on the line. Well, there's Lamar Odom. That's not Lamar Odom. It looked like Lamar Odom from the Sideways. So random. Anyways, these kids are putting their lives on the line to play basketball for you at where? What is it? 3 in the morning where you are.
So is it
and
better?
What are you watching? What are you watching? You're watching the E channel or something?
I'm watching the screen. I'm watching your screen. I don't have the TV near me. You know what I mean? I don't know, dude. Maybe I'm a little gay. I get into shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and shit like that. Maybe I'm closet gay. I don't know.
No, you know what it is? This is what it is. Okay. I think most heterosexual men are allowed at most 3 gay-ish pleasures.
All right. So it's Buffy. It shows like Buffy the
so
Vampire
if you,
Slayer.
If you can narrow it down to 3 things, I think you're safe.
All right.
For me, huge Dancing with the Stars fan.
Yeah. I don't get into that. See, I would definitely call you gay
exactly.
for that. That's yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody has their little gay guilty pleasure.
But if you have a girl,
but the problem is what point do you actually turn gay?
Well, what if you're watching it with your girl? Like that's cool, right? You're just watching it with her. Like if she's forced to watch some of your shit, even though I'll get into some of her shit, but she don't
watch. I've been there. Hey, I've been there, my brother. That's the whole reason why I know anything about indie music, because I was forced to listen to that shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like some of the shit.
Hipster bullshit.
I'll sit there and watch some of the shit she watches. Like she likes the MTV reality shows and all that, the Bad Girls Club and all that shit. But I don't know. Even as in a dude's aspect of that, man, that show, it's a bunch of hot bitches running around like catfighting. That's actually pretty cool, you know. So maybe that's not. You think that's a girly thing watching that show?
What show?
Fucking what's called? I just said it. Now I can't remember the name. The Bad Girls Club. Yeah, the Bad Girls Club on MTV.
I have no idea what that is. I've never seen it. I don't watch MTV. You kidding me? I like music videos, but I don't think they show that shit anymore.
Yeah, they don't even show that anymore.
Yeah.
No, I know.
That's why I'm on YouTube. I'm on the YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know. she watches all the MTV. I figured that was like a girl thing. You know what I mean? You watch the MTV nowadays is all like a chick shit. But I do get into some of them sometimes. You know.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? So whatever. But like your boy was saying, on here, he's still on here, right? On with us.
Z-Mac? No, we lost Z-Mac.
Oh. Well, he was saying
yeah.
that.
I think he's scared of you because you're gay.
Oh, well, but I'm not really. It's just being called gay. It's not the same thing, Vince. God damn it. I tried to get you come on my show the other day, and you wouldn't come on. I was in your little chat room. You were having chat.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, I. My bad, man. You know what? I ended up going into overtime on my show, and then I totally spaced.
What do you mean? You did an actual show? Because I thought that was just a chat room. Like, I'm following you, but I can never fucking find you. I actually had to work to find you this time that you were on a live show.
Exactly. Exactly. I am the number one rated underground show on BTR. My account is banned on. I'm blacklisted. They will not list my show in the regular queue of shows. The only way you can see my show is you have to go into your settings on BTR and disable the security setting, so you can see. You'll see more shows that way. Actually, I forgot to do that. I should do that again.
Yeah, I gotta try that.
But you don't even have to do that though. That's why, because if you go to the main on air page, you'll see the chat rooms open in the bottom right hand corner.
Yeah.
And that's where you'll see my name. Because like there's people have shows going and chats open in those shows, and then there's people that have chats open and no show going. And then
that's what
like
I thought you were doing. Well, that's what I thought
yeah.
you were doing.
And then there's people like me who have their account flagged as inappropriate or whatever, and so.
Well, what were you rating yourself?
So they
when you did, when you had to I, do the like I'm on mature. What were you on?
I think I was on mature. I don't know. I don't even remember.
Well, because if you put them
I've
on
had,
the list, it...
dude, I've had like five different accounts, and they've all been banned. They've all been marked explicit.
I don't know. I don't never hear you say anything that bad. I listen
exactly.
to you. I listen to you all the time.
Yeah.
I don't hear you saying anything that
yeah.
bad. I might even said
exactly.
Said worse on the show. And,
yeah, I mean,
I
used to cuss. I used to cuss a lot. I think I've toned down the cussing, and I play music that has cussing in it.
Yeah.
But that's about the most obscene stuff I've ever done. And it never fails. I've had literally five accounts all banned after, you know, a couple of weeks.
Well, at least they're not kicking you off.
I think people complain and they have no way of dealing with it, so they just take the benefit of the doubt and ban people.
Well, yeah, because they
I'm kind of like in limbo though. And what sucks is this account I can still do 2 hour shows in, but if I do a free account now, I have to pay. I can only do a half hour show.
Why?
I have to pay. Isn't that how it works?
Well, I think they might have changed it, but I know. Maybe what did you do? Remake your account or something? Because I saw something like that on there, but I do an hour. And I could still do an hour, and I'm a free account, you know?
Yeah, but you've been on here for probably, what, a year maybe?
Well, yeah, something. No, not quite, but I've been here since May probably, May or June.
Yeah, I don't know when they decided to start charging.
I think they just did that. Well, I think, yeah, because I
saw
it on
there.
Yeah,
it's like a recent thing. You're kind of grandfathered in. You're grandfathered in, and I'm grandfathered in too. But I'm still listed as explicit, so you'll never see me unless, like I said, like you have to go into your BTR settings, and let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, because I did an explicit show, and you couldn't really, it was really hard to find. I used to actually do them. I did start doing them in the beginning, but I was already, like when you do your main account, I was already mature and I would just change it if I got a little filthier. You know what I mean? I would do explicit. But I started realizing being all mature, it's easier to find. So I kept it on mature. And they haven't done anything yet. And I'm knock on wood.
Yeah.
But this guy, this psychic dude, man, I had the psychic guy on. It's like I got rid of a lot of my older shows because it was under a different name. But I interviewed the psychic guy that had an account on here, and they took his account away. But it was for I don't know, he was doing some kind of, he was getting like a lot of business for his psychic gig going. People were going from there to on his line, and he was doing something shady, and they shut him right down. Yeah, you go to his account, it just says, this account cannot be found. That's all it says on his profile.
Yeah, if you go into your settings and you go to profile and you scroll all the way to the bottom, at the very bottom it says My Settings, Safe Search, Enable or Disable. You need to disable it and save it.
All right, hold on. I went to settings. I'm on my profile in settings. So I scroll down. And what am I looking for?
At the very bottom.
Huh?
It says My Settings, Safe Search.
I don't know.
Are you
my
in the chat right now?
Yeah.
Here.
No, I found it. Yeah, disable. I got it.
Was it enabled or disabled?
It was enabled.
Yeah, disable that. Then you might be able to see me now. I don't know. I can't see me. But the way you know I'm always on though, and people like me are on, is just if you look in the on-air page and you look in the right-hand corner, it says chats are open right now or whatever.
Yeah, that's how I found you.
Were you doing a show?
Because I couldn't find your show. Were you doing a show when I was in that chat room? It was like the other day. It was a couple of days ago or something. You were in this chat room.
Probably.
I went to your page. I think it was your page, and it said chat. And I clicked on chat, but your show wasn't on. I don't know. That's why I'm wondering if you were doing a show. Because I actually just went to this one. And what happened is I'm following you. So on the side there, you should be on my side. It says, it usually comes up, they're live now. But it didn't say that. And I had to go to your profile. It was off. And then you weren't on there then. And I had to go fucking I click on that orange thing, that live feed thing, and go on there. And I found you. That's how I found you. But you
sweet. I got another caller on the air. 414, you're on the air.
Yeah, you got disconnected.
VMAC. All right, VMAC's back. VMAC, you're back. Uncle Bobby's on now. Uncle Bobby, this is VMAC.
What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, Bobby?
Uncle Bobby's just been bitching a lot about a lot of stuff there. I don't know if you caught any of it, VMAC.
Yeah.
You guys were breaking my balls, man. About the sports.
So you don't like no sports? You don't like nothing?
Not really, man. But like you were saying before, you know, I got a friend that I've been friends with since we were like 15. I'm in New Jersey. And he's in Philly, and he's all into, you know, he's into sports. So I'll get into it with him. Like, I'll watch Super Bowls and shit like that. But, like, I don't go home and watch that shit, no. You know?
Okay. What do you do in your pastime?
I play Xbox and get on the computer and shit like that. I like action fucking games and action movies and shit. I'm that kind of dude. I'm the geeky dude, you know?
Oh, okay.
I like fantasy.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Sports are too much in the reality for me, I guess. I don't know. I can't explain it. Well, I was talking about wrestling earlier on my show. I'm talking about wrestling a little bit, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I like wrestling. I'm a wrestling head.
Yeah, but that's more of like, you know, that's just kind of a little bit of a manlier soap. It's still just a soap for men.
That's what
yeah.
it is. Yeah, soap
yeah.
opera for men.
Yeah. yeah. I tell you what, the girls on there are getting hotter too. What about y'all ever watch Glow? Glow Wrestling back in the day?
I remember Glow, man.
They need to start that back up, man. You know?
Hey, you know who the hottest chicks now right now wrestling is? TNA got them. The Knockouts got WWE now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You gotta click on it. Go Google that. Google TNA Knockouts and then Google the WWE ones and compare. Especially after they got Mickie James. Oh man, she hot.
Yeah, they're definitely getting hotter. Like, you know, definitely getting hotter, man. Every time I catch it, you know, I don't really watch it. But, you know, it definitely catches my eye when I'm like, God damn, they're getting, you know, they all got boob jobs like back in the day. Like the hottest chick was, what was the one that was going out with Hulk Hogan and the Macho Man Randy Savage are fighting over there.
Oh, Elizabeth,
yeah. yeah.
Yeah, and it came a long way since then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, you seen Mickie James Vince?
No, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen none of the new stuff with the wrestling. I don't ever really see it on.
Ever seen a picture of Mickie James Vince?
Not familiar with her work.
You gotta what? Google it. Let's Google Mickie
yeah,
James
I'm here.
With it.
He
yeah,
wants you to Google
Mickie James.
Mickie James?
Yeah, with the E, yep, he said it, yep. Mickie James, yeah,
and
man, and you're she's hot.
Mickie James.
Yeah,
M-I-C-K-I James?
M-I-C-K-I-E James.
Okay,
go
I got you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, there she is. I found her. I found her.
Oh, yeah, these wrestlers. There's so many of these wrestler chicks that are hot.
He used to do porn. And if you can Google, click on news, the news feed of the Mickie James sex tape. She done porn, like a couple years before she went to the WWE. She was in porn. She got a porn.
That's what I was gonna say. They all look like porn stars now. The ones that are on here now,
yeah.
The newer girls.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm. We should get Mickie James on the show.
Yeah, man, she's hot.
Put her on the list. Put her on the list. Where's my producer? Where's Amy?
Yeah, we got.
You'd be the man if you get her on. Definitely.
Or at least we can get on her competitor, somebody that wants some that's hungry for some publicity. That's gonna wrestle her. I mean, because if she's the champion or one
yeah.
of the divas, what other divas do we have here exactly?
Look up, what's her name?
Candice Michelle?
She's in TNA now.
Yeah,
look up Lacey
Cool. Michelle McCool and Kelly look pretty amazing, if you ask me.
Yeah, they do. Look up Lacey Von Neri.
Wow.
Whatever happened to that?
No, I'm all about Michelle McCool and Kelly Kelly.
Yeah, I'll take both of them at the same time.
Oh, my Lord. Are you kidding me? How old are these girls? Do their parents know that they're out of the house?
I don't think so. Yeah, I told you, man. It's some hot ones, man. Oh, y'all, now one last one more. You have to look at her. Look up, her name is Sarita, S-E-R-I-T-A. TNA, you can put TNA Sarita or whatever.
Spell that again, Sarita?
Yeah, S-E-R-I-T-A.
Sarita Jakes?
No. Did you put TNA behind it? Because I know her name is Sarita.
TNA?
Yeah, TNA.
Oh, whoa. What is this? Yikes.
Oh, shit.
That's Photoshop. That's total Photoshop. Okay. Sorry. What do you want? Airbrush or so or Photoshop? I'll take the airbrush. That's nice.
Yeah, I found a bunch of them.
She's got nice hands.
Nice hands.
Like hands.
Hands.
Yeah. I'm a hands guy. I like hands.
You like hands?
A lot of photos. A lot of photos. They don't show the chick's hands. What if the chick's like really hot, but she's got stubby, weird, gross hands?
Would that bother you? What if it was like a 10? What if she was like a 10, but besides the hands, like, but she had like really dude hands?
Like, yeah, like
you know,
overhand.
I dated one that was not necessarily that was pretty much almost a 10. As far as like what is probably achievable in reality for me, she was pretty high up there, and she had these weird stubbly hands. And from the get-go, I was like, she doesn't have the hands. This is not going to work. And
I wouldn't let something like that bother me. Rubbing you and stuff. She's rubbing on your face.
It was just a sign. It was just a sign. It was a warning post. All I'm saying is pay attention to the signs in life, people. You get them all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Pay attention to them.
Pay attention to them. Don't sit there a year later. Oh, I didn't
for
know.
For me, it was the hand. Yeah, exactly. And it goes back to what we're talking to about sports, where at first they think it's cute, and then 3 months later, they're like, turn off the damn game.
Thank you. And if we've been talking for 2 weeks and we didn't have 3 arguments already, we don't need to be friends. You know, some people just force it, you know. And a lot of times it'd be based on sex. You know, it's a sex game. You know, they force themselves into being in a fucked up situation because the sex is good.
That's right, folks. We got another caller here. We're going to take them 580 on the air.
Look up Ruby Sexy Tasty Candy. That bitch is
hot. Oh, yeah. Say that again. Say that again. Say that one more time.
That bitch is hot.
Oh, yeah.
So are you a bisexual or a pretend bisexual? Do you like sex for real? Or is it like we was talking about earlier?
I'm a lesbian.
Oh, a lesbian. Oh, I don't know if that's as hot, though. I guess it is.
But you have a kid, though.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, you. Hey, is this Candy?
Yes.
Candy. Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe
you're gracing me with your presence here.
How are y'all?
Great. We're doing good. Much better now that you're here, of course.
Yeah, she could change the whole vibe of the show.
Suddenly, I'm not worried so much about the college basketball marathon going on right now.
No. Or the TNA knockout.
Uncle Bobby won't shut up about this goddamn college basketball.
Right.
I'm telling him, just relax about it. Chill out. It's like, it's kind of like you're going to freak girls out if you talk about college basketball too much, dude.
Yeah,
we can talk about it.
Why, you like sports?
Yeah, I like sports.
Well, you said you were a lesbian. That don't count. You'd have to listen.
Hey, that's not a sport, honey. That's a hobby.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, very nice.
You know she plays sports too, Uncle Bobby.
She plays them. Was she in that football league that I saw?
She a point guard for the Finn City Fur Chasers.
are you talking about the lingerie football league?
Yes, that's what I was saying. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think we should get a lingerie football league fantasy league going.
Oh,
yeah,
hey.
I like that.
We could be the announcers.
Candy, have you seen the lingerie football league?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you are going to be exposed to a whole new world of sexiness.
Yeah, I was seeing. I got to watch. I was seeing the previews. It was looking really good.
Damn, maybe I should try out.
Hey, you know what? Actually, can be a quarterback. She'll be the female Michael Vick of her team because she likes cats and she kills them.
There you go.
I'm too high for this. Oh, man. Y'all are a hoot. That's all I can say.
Yeah, there's the Dallas Desire. What other teams are there here? You got to check out, I'll post it in the chat room. It's LFLUS.com. The Lingerie Football League of the United States, as opposed to the Lingerie Football League of Europe or Canada or Tanzania.
You know what, too? And they really look like
they're... I poked you and VMAC in a goodnight picture.
Wow.
Well, I tagged y'all in a goodnight picture.
I love when you post.
You and Vince, I poked y'all in but I tagged y'all with a goodnight picture.
All right.
Oh, that's all right. Are you looking at it now, Vince?
I can't wait. I'm already moist with anticipation. All right, I'm gonna go check that out. You check out are you guys in the chat? Check out Casey White. She's a running back wide receiver for the Charm, the Baltimore Charm. Check this out, dude. Are you guys in the chat?
Yeah. I clicked on it.
I'm drafting this chick, dude. Casey White. She's 5'4", 133 pounds, 25 years old, from Herndon, Virginia. She's got five catches this year for 30 yards. She's got a TD. She's got a receiving TD and a rushing TD already this year. She's on D. She also plays defense. She's had two tackles.
Would you let her tackle you?
The site's kind of annoying. The site's kind of annoying because they play video. Like
I keep getting that up. Where are you seeing the stats at?
So how can I get in this fantasy league?
Well, we should have a draft. We should set up a date to do a draft, and everybody drafts players. And what?
I want to be on the winning team. So
yeah,
be good then.
Have you seen this league? I mean, I'd be perfectly happy with the losing team. It doesn't matter.
As long as you play center, Candy.
As long as you play center and I can play quarterback.
Oh, shit.
You hide me the ball.
With some lingerie on? Like the lingerie with the thong or the lingerie without a thong?
Without?
I don't know. I guess it really doesn't matter.
So basically it's just the lingerie with just my bare open bottom and my piercings.
Yes. Up in the air. When I play hike, you know what?
tell us more.
All the time.
What'd you say, Ben?
What color? He said, tell us more. What color would you be wearing?
What color would I wear? Red. Red.
Bright red, Vince.
Yeah. Or baby blue. I like baby blue, too. But I like the '90s, the long '90s that's tight. Yeah, probably with the corset.
Corset, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a Southern Belle.
Yeah, corset ain't gonna fall off though, is it?
No.
We got something loose.
Now the corset, you know, it stays there because you know it makes the boobies, you know, a little more.
Yeah, but you gotta give them room to breathe.
Yeah, it makes it a little. But you know, has the little skimpy little skirt, but it's short enough. But you know, it halfway shows my ass.
I don't know about y'all. I just got extremely horny when she.
Yeah. Oh, I've been pitching a tent this entire time. So Candy, what city are you in?
Right now I'm in Oklahoma. I'm getting ready to go to Dallas in about four hours.
Oh, you should try out for the Dallas Desire.
There you go. See that? He's already got a team for you to go to.
Hey, you could be a cheerleader. You could be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
I'll be your agent. We'll negotiate a contract for you to the Dallas Desire.
She can be a Cowboy cheerleader too. She's fine enough.
Oh my God! I could follow the Dallas Desire on Twitter. Are you kidding me? Fuck yeah! Oh my God! I've just found a whole new avenue to discover here on Twitter. I'm going to follow all of the lingerie football teams on Twitter. This is great.
I'm on Twitter too, VMAC. I got a Twitter now.
Do you? Okay, I'm going to follow you. I follow you everywhere anyway, so.
Am I following you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
What's your Twitter?
BLK _ Tinkerbell.
Okay, I got you.
Tinkerbell?
BLK, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. _
Your tweets are protected? That means they're hot, huh?
Yeah, that means she's hot, yeah. She don't want a lot of people following her.
They're explicit.
Oh, man, yes. Have you guys seen the Dallas Desire? Wow. Candy, I think you'd fit in really good with this group of girls. I could see the chemistry being really, really amazing on the field and in the locker room. And in
With a lot of baby oil.
VMAC, you got to check out the Dallas Desire.
I'm finna go up. I'm finna check it out too. Shit, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Put your clothes back on. Get out of bed.
I'm not. I haven't even left the bed, and the only thing I have on is a white t-shirt.
That's all you got on? Nothing else?
No.
I think I got extremely horny.
Thank you, very nice.
Wow. What a lineup. Charlie Dishonk, Daniela Hawkins, Jolisa Brown, Tisha Marie Payton, Tantura Kelly. Wow. It's quite an impressive lineup. But what's crazy is, like, the defensive linemen are, like, just as hot, if not hotter, than, like, the running backs.
Wow.
Did you think they would be dutier or something, more manly?
I was expecting some Adam's apples, which I'm still suspicious of, because all these chicks have these garter belts around their necks. So I think it's hiding somewhere.
I think that's the way it is with the WNBA. I'm still kind of confused about that.
Well, you think
they
have
their headbands around their necks?
Yeah, what is that all about?
I think it's a couple of dudes there. I think they got a banana and pears hanging in their shorts.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm on it, and it just popped up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I wouldn't pick a dude out of none of these. Well, maybe the third one. She could be a dude.
Hey, Candy, I want to ask you, because I always want to ask, you know what I'm saying, lesbian this. Have you ever found a woman that was just too manly for you and you was like, uh-uh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wanted to know. I always wanted to ask somebody that.
Yep, I have. Half of the bitches on Facebook.
Here you go. So you don't like them kind of ones with the short haircuts like me and the sag and the stuff like you don't like them.
Uh-uh.
Might as well get a man then if that's the case, right?
That's how I feel about it. Like I always thought that was strange. Like the ones that go for the girl, the girl.
I know some of your friends, right? You got like friends, like personal friends. I mean, or not even just associates that's real butchy like that.
Yeah, I do.
Now answer this question for me: why do they think they can fight and beat up every man?
I know a couple that can. I watch them knock out dudes.
I don't know why they think that.
Why do they do that, though? I mean, but men don't be bothering them. No one bothers them, but they feel they have to fight men to certify themselves. Every bush, that's the hundreds of hardcore ones, like you say, with the ball fades and they wear the jeans and the Jordans and stuff, they feel like they have to fight men. For some apparent reason, I just don't get it. We need a butchy butch on online so we can ask them why. Because I don't even want to know why.
She'll be wanting to beat you up. She'd be like,
oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, me and my guy had an argument about that, man, some months ago. And he don't believe it. He said, there's no woman on earth can beat a man in a fair fight. I said, you're a fucking lie.
I've seen it. I've seen dudes get knocked out. I'm telling you, this girl, Keisha, she's like that. She's got the butch hairdo, and she's straight up, you know, only likes chicks, and she likes girly chicks, you know what I mean? But I know her for a long time. I watched her knock out a couple dudes, and big dudes, too. But, you know, I don't think it's really fair. Like, I don't know, maybe one out of the three would have punched her right in the face if he could, but most guys ain't going to be hitting on a girl, you know?
Right, but it's like, okay, so if somebody ran up on Layla Ali, she can whoop a man?
Hell yeah, she could.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You know, that's what I said. It's like, you know, it's like, and it's like, then what else he said? And he wasn't going basketball stars. He said there's no woman in the WNBA that could beat the average, not no NBA player, just somebody that just plays basketball all the time on the street in a 1-on-1 game. I said, you're a fucking lie. I don't believe that neither. I believe Cynthia Cooper. I can go down the list on some women, and I know they could beat some guys in 1-on-1.
Are they pretty? You know any pretty ones that can do it?
Some pretty girls.
Like an eight or a ten that could do it?
Yeah, we got a high school up here. It's called Washington, and this is where all the girls go before they go to college. This is like the female basketball mecca where they go. And out of the 15 players on their team, about 10 of them is an 8.5 or better.
Yeah, that's nice.
They're not real thuggy, you know what I'm saying? Then the center be looking like Shaq. You know,
I like a hot girl that can put in some work, man.
I like frissy girls. I don't like those guys. I like the frissy girl that's scared of bugs and stuff.
They're too high maintenance, man, the prissy girls.
you get the low maintenance one, and you be like, damn, what the fuck wrong with you? Hey, I tried them both to figure out what I like. I'm 34, so I just figured out what I like and what I don't. I didn't try to get the low maintenance ones. Nah, I'll pass. I don't want you wearing the same pants as me when we go out. I
can't deal with that. If I'm going to do it, I have to wear heels every day.
That's right. I want to be just like a lady. You know, I like that. It's a turn on. Then we can fondle each other up on the dinner table. Mm-hmm. You ever did that? With the woman at dinner and fondled her up under the dinner table?
Yes, I have.
Meanwhile, St. Mary's is up 46-40 over St. John's with 6 minutes and 44 seconds to go in the second half on the 24-hour college basketball madness marathon. That's the Bay Area team right there, St. Mary's, the Gales.
Yeah.
If you put it on ESPN and watch them play right now, it looks like they're playing in like a really nice high school gym.
Yeah. You notice that, don't it? They got all that money.
Well, St. Mary's is a really tiny private school, so I don't know. They just rather keep it small and intimate.
Santa Clara's like that, too. You go out a lot down there where you at? Over there where you at, Vince? You got up to the clubs a lot?
Oh, not like I used to. But if I go out now, I usually go to live shows, like concerts and stuff.
But
I don't really drink that much anymore. I don't really do the nightlife anymore. I'm just kind of disconnected from that. Back in the day, though, I used to mix it up.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yes, I fell back too. I was just dwindled down after now. It's like I don't go out, don't drink no more. It's like it came to a dead halt. That's complete stop. Like fell out of love with
yeah,
it, man.
Yeah, and it gets harder and harder to recover from drinking too now.
Not only am I
older, but also my tolerance is lower too. So when I do drink, it just destroys me.
Yeah, that's what's happening to me too, man. You know, you remember all of us was young and drinking, man. You wake up the next day, didn't feel nothing. Just keep on going, man. Then it started lasting longer. I remember one time I stayed sick for 2 days. I was 28 years old, and that was the last time I drank anything. I was drinking Patron. That was my first time drinking it. And I went overboard with it, and I stayed sick from Friday, Saturday, and finally recovered Sunday night. And I said, I'm never drinking ever again. And I haven't had a drink since.
Yeah, it definitely hits you harder, man, the older you get. I can't handle it.
Uncle Bobby, are you a big drinker?
Yeah, I'm slowing down, though, in my age, I'm noticing, you know. I changed, you know, before I would drink anything. Then I got a little picky. I'll drink some rum. But if I drink a whole bottle of rum, I'm done. I'm down for like 2 days, man. I can't handle it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What about you, Candy? Are you a drinker?
Yeah.
What's
you
your
make
drink
your own
choice?
Yeah, I like
really?
Patron, and I love. Damn, I forgot my damn drink. Amaretto Sours.
Ooh, Amaretto Sours, yeah.
Oh.
Those are good.
You like whiskey?
No, hell no.
I thought all
a lot of drinks have whiskey in it.
Straight whiskey, no.
Put the hair on your chest when you drink the whiskey?
Huh?
Put the hair on your chest when you drink whiskey?
No, it just makes me mean. Gin makes me sin.
You're a mean drunk, huh?
No, I don't. No, I'm saying it just makes me mean, like.
Yeah, vodka
God,
makes me
like,
mean.
No,
everybody's got
yeah.
their drink. Everybody's got their drink that makes them nasty that you just shouldn't drink.
Yeah, it makes me like, bitch, you gotta give me some, you know, that type.
Oh, aggressive. Oh, yeah, that's sexy, though.
Yeah.
You know, a little better
yeah,
and say,
that's what I'm talking about.
I know. You have to take it. Mm-hmm. I would love to see another
right.
woman take something from another woman.
But Jen, it makes me sin big time. Makes me sin.
So on one of your gin binge nights, have you ever woke up the next day like, what the fuck did I just do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody that drinks gin had one of those. A few. I done had a few. A few of them nights.
I've drank gin once in my life. I don't fuck with the gin.
You know, last time I drunk gin, I woke up in the park laying on the bench, sleep.
Damn.
Just there. I was asleep, and I woke up the next morning. I was just up. I fell asleep. I don't know how I got there. That was my last time there. I can remember every time when I stopped drinking something, it affected me some type of way to make me stop drinking that shit. And I was like probably like 22, and I was in the park. I don't know what the fuck I was doing in the park. Then I transferred to Brown. Brown was good. It just, like I said, as I got older, it started lingering, getting me sick. Then when that Patron got famous,
And they got Quavo and all that stuff. I was a big Quavo drinker. And then the Patron got it. And I tried that Patron for the first time when my guy was bartending. And he was giving it to me like water. It's all bad.
Yeah, the only thing I mess with now is medicinal marijuana.
Yeah, that you can never get too old for that.
Yeah.
Hell no, you damn sure can't.
And they really get you with all the different strains of weed there is now.
Yeah.
Like I never used to worry whether my weed was indica or sativa. I just cared whether it was green and smelled like a skunk, you know.
Yeah, I still don't care about that. I mean, I don't care about the names, but I definitely gotten a little more of a connoisseur. Like, I'm more like the taste and shit.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I'll turn shit down. Like,
well,
I never
did
that when I was a kid.
I don't buy the whole taste thing. First of all, I don't taste anything when I mean, all I taste is cotton mouth, you know, a couple hours after. But I actually, when you do the when you vaporize, that's when I taste it.
Yeah, you'll taste it. Smoke leaves. Like I smoked leaves for a month just recently. Just the leaves, you know, the leaves that come off of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
They pick them.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me a big bag of that. I smoked that for like a month. That you get so tired of the taste. That's all I can taste.
Oh, yeah, I know how that is.
Oh God, it's horrible.
That's why I like to smoke.
Two days later that you tasted it? Yeah, I'm still tasting it, right? I can taste it right now, and I'm smoking good shit now. It's still in my mouth.
No.
I call it pampas grass. That's what I call it.
So I've got, just in the last couple of days, I've picked up Blue Dreams / Sour Diesel, Green Beast, Chocolate, Sensi Delight, AK-47.
Oh, my God, that sounds good. AK-47.
GDP, Mr. Nice, Lemon Kush, Basic Bud, and... other stuff. Can't even keep track of it all. Morningstar, Trainwreck, amazing.
You know, I love the internet because I learned how to make hash the other day. All I did was Google it and there was a video. It came right up.
What the hell?
It's
sport. See, that's we found his sport right there. That's why he don't watch sport. We found it now. We found it.
Yeah, it's all making sense now.
I don't have the
Tell
memory
us more.
For stats. I don't have the memory for stats. I get all burned out. I can't remember the names.
He played Xbox and he makes hash.
Yeah, well, no, I tried to make it. It didn't work. But
what else is there, really?
I tried to make, like, it was a real simple video, and it was great because it had, like, music in the background, and it was, like, a regular video. Like, I was just trying to learn how to, you know, grow a flower or something. But I didn't do it right. I didn't have the proper equipment, so it didn't work. You need a screen, the screen for, they said screens that you use to print T-shirts, stuff on T-shirts. That kind of screen, and I use a strainer in my kitchen.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby, have a woman ever told you didn't have the proper equipment?
No, I do all right with that, you know. I do all right in that department, even though I haven't gotten any in a while. But, you know, I'm with somebody
maybe
for 5 years.
Maybe because you play Xbox and make hot sheets too much.
No, she actually plays the Xbox way more than me now.
My girls,
that's all she does is play Xbox.
Damn.
She hogs it up and shit.
You fucked her up, Bobby. You turned her out, man.
Yeah, turned her out. I did, because she didn't give a shit about the Xbox until she met me. I started playing, and she started playing some games and got all into it. She used to be on the computer all the time. But yeah, I talk about that on my show all the time. Now I don't get laid. I say we're in front of her. She's right behind me right now.
How come they don't have porn video games? How come they haven't come up with that yet?
I know, right? Well, you can just press the X button and just go faster and faster and faster and faster, then you press the toggle button to come.
They're getting close. You can screw a hooker on Grand Theft Auto, but they don't show enough. It's not quite porn yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. No, I want a straight, like a porn video game.
Yeah, that would be cool as shit.
Or I was playing Wii, and the Wii has that little joystick thing. That could easily be a vibrator. Like, you could have a chick get, you know,
you know what? I've thought
chicks
about that, too.
Yeah, that's what it goes, man.
Because you could play that thing over the internet, right? You could have chicks have, like, masturbation a-thons. Like, you know, a masturbation contest. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I need to put like a little sensor. You can put a sensor down there, and she give you head.
Yeah,
so many points for it and stuff.
It's something you could play. You could play in the house with your wife. Like you can control the speed of it. It's like it turns the little handset into like a little mini vibrator, and you control the speed of it and stuff, kind of like a Sibian.
Sorry,
yeah,
I had some nuts from last night stuck in my throat.
Oh.
That is conversation way.
Get it out. Get it out.
It won't come out.
maybe you just need some more to wash it down.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that. I'm really thinking that.
Drink some milk. It'll wash down anything. If it washes down peanut butter, it's got to wash down that stuff.
It didn't wash it down. Her shit, oh my God. It was running, but shit, hey, I guess when I drunk it,
Does anybody think that, like, does anybody think that's hot, like when you see pornos and it's like cum shots? Does anybody think that's hot? Because I veer away from those.
What do you mean when a chick squirts?
When they show the videos at the end where, like, the guy finishes on her face or something, there's always something going. Like, I stay away from them. I don't like them. I don't like it watching it shoot on her face and shit.
Nuh-uh. I like the girls when they shoot out.
Yeah, some of them chicks, man. I've seen some stuff. Like the one time it was just like a puddle.
Some of that stuff's just scary, though. It's like they're fucking like a hose, you know?
Hey, you know what? That's how I come.
Like, really? You're a squirter?
Yes, I am a squirter.
Wow. Does it go, like, can you, like, project it pretty far if you want?
I shoot an eye.
Wow. And is it something you can control? Like, can you come without doing it? Or is it just every time you come, you just gush?
Every time I come.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So if you masturbate, like, you have to, like, if you're at work and you masturbate in the bathroom or something, you have to make sure you take off your panties and everything.
Yeah.
So you're going to make it
If I wear panties.
Oh, well, that solves everything.
It's practical.
I know you got a lot of towels at your house, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of towels.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a lot of them.
Is it just me or anybody else on this phone picturing that right now?
I don't know, man. The squirt scares me. Like, I never had a squirter. I don't know how I would react.
Man, that's hot. It's hot. You like it.
Neither have I. I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious, too.
Hey, it's turning you on.
You know, some people are bi-curious. I'm squirting curious.
Hey, it turns you on more.
Yeah, I'm all for pleasure. As long as she's pleasured, I don't care if she ejects a football from her vagina. As long as she is happy, that's all that matters.
It's got to be a confidence booster, you know what I mean? You see that stuff coming out, you're like, yeah, look at the hard work I just did, you know what I mean? Even though, you know, if she does it all the time, it's still got to feel good. Like,
yeah, I make you feel good. Oh, my God, you're the only one that ever made me do that before.
Yeah. Lie to him.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great one.
I know. You're the best.
At least you could believe it, though. At least it's believable because, I mean, look at what happened, you know? You made a mess.
Yeah. I'd be like, Oh my God! If I knew it and I did that, we should have did it on the floor.
Should have laid down a tarp.
Put a tarp in front.
You could play slip and slide on your pussy juice. I bet if you.
Yeah.
You ever thought of doing that? Charge people five bucks to slip and slide on your squirt.
Oh, I should try that, huh?
Yeah.
All videos.
Keep squirting. Every time it gets dry, you just squirt some more on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Doug, I'm sure there's already a fetish video out there like that.
There's a squirters video.
Yeah.
I
got one.
Squirter delusion.
Just to make sure I wasn't the only bitch on this earth that could do some shit like that.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I've seen it by accident. I've seen one. I've seen them before internet was even out on a Playboy's. Penthouse.
It'd be great if you could choreograph squirters, get 100 of them and line them up. And you know how, like, you see, like, at the... outside of like a luxurious hotel or whatever, they'll have the water and the fountain that does squirts out and it's all like choreographed. Do that with like a bunch of squirters. Have them do like choreographed squirting.
We want to start squirting.
Yeah, that will be. Yeah, and then you can like, you know, make different colors, cut the lights off, and put the fluorescent light on, and they can be different colors like a fountain.
It's like a water. It's like a water show with pussy juice.
Yeah.
We should do a contest live on air like that. The squirters.
No,
you got one squirter?
No, we'll do a DVD.
And you know what? You know what you could do? You can milk them like cows, and then you can sell it in a can or something. Like Candy's Good Squirt.
Candy Squirt.
Hey, it doesn't
squirt.
Taste like anything.
CandySquirt.com.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like anything at all.
Oh, but you can add flavor to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If y'all like water, trust me, y'all would never be dehydrated.
That's hot.
I know. I need to take a cold shower now.
Good times on your show, Vince. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Glad to have you here, Bobby.
Wouldn't miss it for the world. <Leave it.
laughs> Oh, shit.
Ruby, have a show too.
All right, let's take a break here, and we'll set the mood here. Since we got VMAC, we might as well play some VMAC. This is the Hood Phillips 414, Close to You. If you want to get close to the squirting sensation candy, please give us a call. 347-826-7667. We'll be right back. Dude, my switchboard is freaking out. You guys aren't hearing music, are you?
No.
Wow, the music... The switchboard's fucked
up.
Yeah,
because you're off.
What do you mean I'm off?
No, it says 19 minutes remaining. You're not off.
No, I'm totally on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's saying waiting for host to call in. I'm totally called in. What about me being on here right now is not. Wow, this is weird. All right, let's continue then.
I know, right?
Where were we? Squirting. Wow. So do you think you can like control? We're talking to Candy here. She's a world-renowned squirting sensation. And she's telling us about the ins and outs of squirting. I'm wondering, Candy, is it possible for you to, like, let's say you're, like, mid-squirt, you, like, hold it and then, like, let it out again and hold it and let it out again? Or can you control the amount that comes out at a time? Or how does that work?
I can hold it and let it out and hold it and let it out.
Does it hurt, like, when you do it, when you got to pee?
It feels like I have to pee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, after that one, that after I do, you know, come, it's like, God, how can I explain it? Like, if you keep going, it's going to, like, keep going.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to keep going. It never, like, completely stops. It's just, once I get that nut and you think it's over with, I could still nut without you even fucking touching.
Dude, it's so weird seeing that too. I've seen tons of videos of chicks that squirters, and I swear to God, I've seen a lot of videos where the chick, like, once she does squirt, she's just like, she'll do it like 5 times in a row again, like within like 20-30 seconds. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like they're a faucet. They just fucking just boom, and then they're just like, okay, and work at it, work up to it again, and then boom, it just, it's insane. So basically, you could do kind of like the garden sprinkler thing, where it's like,
yeah, I could.
Oh my God.
That'd be tight. We should get that on video.
B-Mac, like, oh my God, are you okay, B-Mac?
Yeah, I'm okay.
He's hurting.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm straight.
He's working one out. Let him concentrate. I'm done already. I'm already smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I'm just flabbergasted. I don't know. I can't. I wonder if anybody in the chat room can think of any questions. Like, is anybody? Okay, maybe some girls are a little embarrassed to admit it or not. I don't know. Isha and Tracy, are either of you girls squirters by any chance?
I don't think it's like real common. Like, you know what I mean? Like maybe one in every 10, maybe.
It's not really real common. It's not really.
Tinkerbell's just
blessed. I maybe had two women in my life to do that. I'm 34 and I've been around a block more times than a paper boy. maybe only two.
Yeah, see? So the odds aren't very big, I know that.
Damn.
You know?
Yeah, it does. Especially when you can get my little hot spot, yeah.
I've met a few splashers. Like, a splashers is usually, you know, the ones that kind of just, it just kind of comes out. Like,
yeah.
A, you know?
Like
yeah, it's just like, boom, just drops out like you're breaking water or something. Like you broke your water when you're pregnant. Kind of like that, like, shush. Just 1 second, you're just all wet.
Yeah, it's
kind of
creepy when it comes out. It just doesn't seem, it's weird. It's because I've seen chicks pee, and that's, and it's kind of similar to that, but it's different. It's, and it's always like clear. It looks like water, like you said.
Oh shit, my Twitter is, I fucked up.
What?
I have a different Twitter.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Really? I just added that Twitter right there.
No.
But it's BLACCTINKERBELL.
What?
What is that? P-L-A-C-C. Why did you make those long emails and long?
I didn't even make it, though. I didn't even make it.
Hey, Mother Mary, you should have made turkey necking.
No, he didn't make it either. My cousin made it. It's Black Tinkerbell, but it's B-L-A-C-C-T-I-N-K-E-R-B-E-L-L.
You know what? Can you just get the URL and, like, put it in my inbox or something?
Oh, hell no. Never... That's too much, babe. That's too much.
She said you got to work for it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you need to do me that favor.
I see it.
Copy and paste? I don't even know what you just said. You said B-L-A-C-A, what, T-T-A?
No, I said B-A-L-B-L-A-C-C, Tinkerbell.
I'll find you. You got it on your Facebook page, right, one of your links?
I don't know.
I'm reading this chat.
Wow, that's a hot t-shirt.
See,
he found me.
Lady Tinkerbells? I like that, with the British pound, the euro, and the British pound and the dollar. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
She's international.
Yes, I
she's
am.
She's a spy. She's CIA. I mean, come on. What do you want?
Yeah.
She's MI5 CIA. That's what she's telling us right there. She's MI5 CIA, and she's probably Al Qaeda too.
She probably IRA too.
She's triple agent. She's FBI, CIA. She's all over it.
Yeah.
She's a triple agent.
And she's a high ranking member of the Klan.
I can't tell what you're doing with your hands in this picture, but it looks like you're trying to focus something. Are you trying to focus your boobie right there?
Uh huh.
Wait, that is your. Is that a nip?
Yeah, she got to be incognito with her sexiness now. Somebody keep dropping a dime on her, fucking the pictures up. She has sexy pictures and shit.
You have a nip slip in your picture?
Yeah.
Wow, that's hot. That's sneaky. That's sneaky right there.
Yeah, she got to be sneaky. She got haters, man.
She's a naughty girl.
Yeah, I got haters. They always delete my page.
Yes. Dude, I know. I mean, sexy pictures. Jesus Christ. Make you to shake your head in shame. And then she can't put them up there no more. Because every time she put them up there, somebody report her, and then they delete it. And I'm tired of setting them up.
Sweet treats at the candy shop? What's that about?
Sweet treats at the candy shop. That's me.
And?
Everything is sweet in my candy shop.
Oh, there you go. Well, there you have it. That's an explanation of our own.
Well, yeah. Why don't you describe some of your candy?
Please.
Describe some of my candy.
Is it sweet? Is it sour? You know?
It has no taste to it. It tastes like whatever you want to put on there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you allow that? Like the food thing, you know? Like
yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind, as long as, you know, I don't get my ring all sticky.
Interesting.
Yeah.
John E. Slim says he loves pussy.
I do, too. I do, too.
Isha is pro-man. Tracy's going off right now. She's like, who's she yelling at?
I just don't
know. She's yelling at somebody, huh?
I said cat fight in there earlier, and then she's yelling at somebody.
She just came in. She went to Taco Bell like an hour ago, and she just got back, obviously. And she's like in fuego now. She's calling this dude a homo. Homo as in homogenize. Dumb bitch, kiss my crass ass.
Damn.
I got more money than you'll ever smell, dumb bitch. Mm. Wow, she's going in.
Damn.
All right, I'm following Black Tinkerbell. Nice to have you. Todd. Oh, you got the MySpace, too. Mm-hmm. What's that about?
That's what I told her. I told her that.
Are you part Klingon? What is that? Is that a lightsaber in the background?
It's a vibrator. It's a vibrator. That's what I choose to believe.
Are you doing tattoos right now?
Hey, that wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Mm-mm.
Uh-oh, that's scary. I swear to God, that wasn't me. There's no vibrating going on in my studios. Who lives in a trailer park? You probably live in a trailer park in Alabama. It's in the chat room.
Chat room. They got computers there?
What, you ain't on a computer?
They got Wi-Fi in trailer park?
Oh, Tracy's going nuts.
On who?
What is she? On, I think on Iconoclast, Texas. Iconoclast, Texas is accusing Tracy of living in a trailer park in Alabama. And then Tracy says, I can't reach out and bust you in your motherfucking head, so I'm going to let it go.
Damn.
Wow. Tracy, you should call in and vent your frustrations here on the air. Give us the real story. I'm sorry, I'm on Miss Black Tinkerbell's photo page here, and it's in the, whose little chihuahua is that? Or what is that? What kind of dog is that?
Oh, she got it in the purse? I haven't been on it yet.
Which one?
I'm going through your latest photos. I'm stalking it, essentially.
My little pug?
And there's a little doggy.
Black and white, it's a pug.
You got a dog in
I don't understand
kid?
MySpace. Oh, my God. Have you seen MySpace's new thing?
I hate it.
The new, up top left-hand corner. Instead of saying MySpace, it just says My and there's a space.
Oh, Christ.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're trying to do the whole Facebook thing, man. They're trying to change everything.
Hey, MySpace was in before Facebook. There's a lot of shit that you can do on MySpace and you can't do on Facebook.
Right. Hey, at least, I still have technically a MySpace profile. I do not know if I still have a Friendster profile, though.
I don't even know this thing of mine. I don't know if I can get in mine.
That's my
I still love my MySpace. I'm packing up my shit and moving from Facebook.
Well, you can do both. You can do both.
It's a ghost town now. You guys, if you stayed there for a while, you guys would see a tumbleweed roll across the screen. Yeah.
Right. Oh my God, that's your son?
Mhm.
Oh my God, he's so cute. What's his name?
Anthony.
Hey, it's Tony, huh?
Mhm.
Yeah, you doing, Tony? How you doing there? Eh?
Forget about it.
Oh, he's so cute.
His little
Tony Vincent
self.
Tony.
He knows how to ride a horse by himself.
How old is he?
A real
Two.
Horse?
Two? And know how to ride a horse by himself?
Mm-hmm. Did you see my pictures I put up?
Yeah. Can you ride a horse by yourself?
Yeah, I can ride a horse.
Ooh.
Horseback rider, huh? I like
mm-hmm.
that.
I can't ride a horse, but you can ride me.
Can you ride a pony?
Can I ride a pony? Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a
what
pony for my
pony?
Fifth birthday.
But I think I'm a little bit. I think I'm a little bit too big for a pony, though.
What?
Can you ride a can you ride a jackass?
Can I ride a jackass?
Yeah.
No, I haven't tried to ride two yet.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Wish I had that. Facts, instead of
uh,
Oh, my goodness. I have no control over my soundboard or my switchboard. This is insane. I'm totally logged in, and it says waiting for host to call in, and it doesn't even show. I have two lines on right now. I have a host line on my phone, and then I have my Skype line, and my Skype line I can't see in my switchboard or my phone line. It says waiting for host to call in. Insane.
Damn it, I want something sweet.
What?
Oh, I heard something.
Hold on, I set myself up for that.
Yeah, you did.
I'm on my way.
I heard the only way guys come is sweet is if they drink a lot of pineapple juice.
Yeah, I actually did a show on that topic alone, about how you can there's a whole website and everything that girls can go to find tips on how to make the guys be sweeter so they can handle the taste.
How about something to make the girls taste better?
Yeah, well, that's a good point, Vince.
A dish. Addition.
Hey, you took the word out of my mouth. You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say dish. And one of them old school dishes, too. You know, the water bottle?
I don't know, because I never have to dish.
You need a bidet.
Yeah, bidet. That toilet. It's the toilet that squirts at you.
Yeah, she got to clean it. She got to self-clean. She's squirting and she ride horses. So.
All right, we got another caller on the air, 414, joining us right before we go into overtime. 414, who's this?
Hey, Vince, this is me. This is Tracy.
Tracy, she made it.
I don't want anything. I just wanted to say something about, she mentioned something, who mentioned something about washing your ass or
I don't think we got to that yet.
never mind.
We were talking about the bidet.
Yeah, that's ass washing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it washes everything, doesn't it? It squirts up there and gets...
Or cooch washing, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, we did the foreplay mode. We haven't got to the wash-up part.
Oh, yes. The Midnight Madness continues. Now it's University of Hawaii playing somebody.
Oh, shit.
Playing Central Michigan. It's live. So there it's what? It's 11:30 over there?
Wow. Can the Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance?
And now a word from our sponsor. Is that you, Uncle Bobby? Are you watching TV right now?
Earth
to Uncle Bobby. I think Uncle Bobby is taking care of himself right now. So where were we? Anyways, early in the first period, it's Hawaii 23, Central Michigan 15. And now back to the program.
Oh, God damn, I have to hurry up and get off this. I'm going to quit following this
Why?
Person because this motherfucker's going to make me scream.
Oh.
What happened? I had to take a bit. It's Tracy, right?
Huh.
Did she vent yet? I thought she was going to call in and vent.
She was talking about ass cleaning or something.
She's here.
Tracy?
You really don't want me to cuss you out.
Who, me? No, I don't want you to curse me out. Absolutely not.
Well, I'm done venting.
Oh, okay.
And I have a cold.
That's what
you
it is.
You have a cold?
Oh, she's cranky, that's why. Because she has a cold.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm crying. Whatever.
No,
I'm not cranky, am I?
You were, somebody got you riled up in the
chat. I got insulted because I said something, and this whoever this person was protecting Oprah, like Oprah is on her payroll or she's some stupid shit. Some fan following.
Dr. Phil. Yes, that's when it did get a little crazy. They started. Somebody said something.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like, who are you and who is Oprah? What are you on her payroll or what the fuck is going on? I didn't get it. So I said Oprah was gay, and then she just got all crazy, or he. I don't know who the hell it was, but they were gay too. So apparently, because they got mad about me saying the gay word and
Oprah's on my team,
the G word. So, well,
just for the money.
Oprah's a crack boy.
He said she's a crack hoe.
She probably lost that weight. She was on crack for a while, and then she got off of it and gained
mm-hmm.
it back.
Yeah.
Look at Whitney Houston. Hell, both of them are so cool. Shit, both of them probably smoking it together.
Mm-hmm.
These women have too much money to be crack whores. What are you talking about? There are other drugs that can be used. Rich people don't use crack.
And they go to rehab every time. Charlie Sheen and all them were doing crack.
Rich people do crack. Rich people do crack. That famous guy, the Bobby guy.
Whatever. I don't know anybody who has money who does crack. I don't know people who have money who eat or drink Kool-Aid either. Okay, I don't understand it. It's a
how many millionaires
class.
You know?
What? How many millionaires do I know?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with what I'm talking about?
Can we just send people to have money?
I know wealthy people. Yes, I do. I know a few wealthy people. Right.
Do they smoke crack?
Do you know how many millionaires it is in this country?
There's a lot of millionaires. That's not nothing new anymore. That's not a big thing anymore. It's
Tina.
Easy to make $1 million.
Ike and Tina.
I know
DMX.
DMX smoked crack. He was a millionaire.
Yeah, he used to steal cars and shit to buy his crack, and he was a millionaire.
Okay, but that's what you call new money.
Yeah.
New money doesn't know how to act any damn way. So what are you
I
talking about?
Are you one of those people? Oh, okay.
He comes from the hood. So therefore, well, you asked, I told you, now what?
From the hood, okay. Well, maybe Charlie's me was smoking meth then.
Wow, that Brett
that's even that's just as bad. What are you talking about? Oh my God, you are crazy.
Man, well, maybe you should Google some of that stuff and see all those dope fiends and alcoholics and things that go to those rehabs. That's filthy rich. They got old money. Charlie Sheen got old money. His daddy started. So that's old money.
Charlie Sheen smokes crack or he smokes meth?
He smokes meth.
Oh. I wonder if that's any different.
No, he smoked crack with meth.
With meth in it? Like he's got to add meth to it?
And Redman. Both of them were there.
Oh, with Meth Man and Redman. Oh, okay.
Are they dead?
No, they're not dead. Meth Man and Redman? No, they're alive.
He's smoking green crack. That's a strange strain of weed.
Yeah, Meth Man smokes weed. I don't think he smokes crack. I don't know about
somebody
Redman.
Does.
He looks a little skinny. He needs
somebody
to eat. He needs to eat something.
I'm gonna ask these people around here when I leave out. I'm gonna say
Trey Songz is gay.
Oh shit!
Look, I didn't know until I saw the album cover.
Who's gay?
Who's gay?
Trey Songz.
There's a man. That is a man in women's drawers.
Who is that?
That is a man. Look on his CD cover, the one where he's sitting on a bed or something, and he's bent
we're
over
right
or nodded over.
Right
Neil
here.
And there's a woman that's sitting in front or standing in front of him, and his head is down. And that is a man. That is not a woman.
Marcus Houston is too. Marcus Houston gave him up.
I don't know who either of those people are.
I don't know who. Well, that's he was an actor or something, right? Or,
immature.
Yeah, but I know him from being an actor more so than his music career, because it didn't last long.
Yeah,
he played in the house. He did the house party movies or something like that, or I don't know. But I remember. I know who you're.
And he had an artist that he.
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
Brian, the artist that he had, and he said he was having sex with him, and he was bleeding. He was telling him to stop, and he told him no. If he wants to steal, he's gonna let him fuck him. It's on worldcardhiphop.com.
Well, that's cool. Okay, Vince, what's up?
Okay, I want to ask you a serious question. How would you react to this? I want to ask you a serious question. So he was having sex with a man, right? And he was hitting it from the back, and he stuck his finger in your ass. And it was just okay. It was something he normally do, and then he wiped it under your nose after he did it.
What the fuck? You, what? You're nasty. Wish somebody would put his finger in my ass. I hope I ate something nasty and gross that day so I can fart all on them. That's some gross shit. You don't put fingers in people's ass. You just blew my high. Oh, my God. You are.
I don't know, but he did it.
But why would you even think some shit like that? I mean, what would make you even think about?
What would be your reaction?
He wouldn't put his finger in my ass to begin with.
Oh, you
it wouldn't even get that far.
Wouldn't get that far.
So what if he stuck his finger in your pussy and wiped it under your nose?
Well, that's not as bad.
What kind of shit? What?
You're not scared of your own pussy juice, are you?
Oh, damn.
I am not bisexual. I don't want nobody's pussy juice, even my own, on my lips.
So if he ate your pussy, he doesn't get
it. It has nothing to do with it being my own. I don't eat pussy, whether if it's mine or another woman's. So
but
you got it? No pussy.
Pussy.
No
he,
pussy. Can I slap a dick on your under your nose? Can I borrow a dick and slap
it on your nose? He's all here to argue. I'm asking a simple question.
No, you're asking stupid questions. What do you mean?
I was just stupid. If he ate your pussy, and would you let him kiss you? How simple is that?
I don't know. Let him kiss me. No, you didn't say that. You was talking about rubbing fingers on people's asses and shit, shitty fingers and booty noses and booty nose and all kind of whatever.
Hey, Tracy.
What's up, Tracy?
Are you a squirter?
Actually, I used to squirt before I learned how to control my coochie.
When I learned how
to work it like a pro, the squirting stopped.
It's like a superpower now. Now you can just release it when you need to, right?
Can you still do it on command if you still wanted to? Could you squirt?
Yes.
Wow.
Interesting.
I read other places. I don't know. I tried to. Someone sent me an article, and I think I read only the first paragraph. But it was trying to. I guess it was trying to demonstrate how the squirting thing works, and it was written by a man. And a man gave it to me, so I didn't finish reading it. I'm like, I don't.
Uh-oh, that sounded a little aggressive towards men.
No, it's not. I don't want to read something about how my coochie works from some guy who doesn't have one, is what I mean. You
what
get it?
I don't want a baker, some guy
who bakes donuts for a living telling me how my car is supposed to run. It just doesn't make sense.
How do you know he's not a professional? What if he's a
gynecologist?
Yeah, he might be a mechanic by day.
There was no title. There was no title.
Just the title.
I'm talking about on the name. If you're a doctor, you're going to say you're a doctor.
Yeah, and
Okay. You don't go around claiming you're a garbage man, but if you're a doctor, you're going to write that shit on your name. So you're going to include it.
I'm a garbage man because I throw out trash all the time.
Okay, so you put you write John Doe GM at the end or in the beginning. Garbage man.
Mm-hmm.
GM. Yeah. Oh yeah, that was bad. That was a bad joke. Okay, the Crack Donalds did it. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm hyped up.
Tracy,
I don't know why. I feel like running around a corner.
Yeah, you sound like you have a lot of energy.
I do. I don't know why. I feel like jogging. So.
Jogging,
PCP?
No, my body's clean. The worst thing I've done is ate this McDonald's. I had a hamburger, and I haven't had any fast food in what? Oof. Probably a month. And I don't eat at McDonald's. If I do, it'll be something else. But anyway, that's another story.
So do you feel better after a month? Do you feel better? Or how do you feel?
I feel
like
guilty.
Lower back up?
No, I'm not bulimic. I don't. The damage is done. I just won't, eat it again. So I'm usually cooking this late at night anyway, so. And I didn't do that tonight, so I'm usually cooking for the I'm usually cooking for the next day.
What casserole?
That was last week.
Boiled sardine?
Sardine casserole.
Yeah.
What do you people eat? What? I don't eat nothing from a can.
What do you people eat?
What do you mean by you people?
You people on the phone. I don't buy. The only thing I buy that comes from a can is tomato paste. Other than that, I do not purchase canned goods.
Did I?
See,
I like fish in a can.
How did we go from sex to canned goods or sardines? And God, what happened? Okay.
Because most pussy smells like tuna fish. Hello?
Yeah. What did the blind man say when he crossed the fish market? Hello, lady.
Did we lose Tracy?
Now she's on. Where did the other girl go?
Wow, she just bailed. Candy? No,
she's
Candy's
on the phone.
Wait,
she's
Candy,
on the phone, isn't she?
I don't know. Lost Candy.
No.
Why did she leave?
Yeah. I thought it was Tracy.
She's alpha female. She don't like other females on the phone.
Yeah,
Candy?
You scared her away. Yeah.
Alpha female.
Yeah.
An alpha female does not go anywhere. An alpha female is a diva. She will upstage the other female. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I wouldn't consider alpha female and a diva being the same thing.
I
think
I know,
alpha female. I think like aggressive. You know. Well, maybe divas are aggressive.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I'm not edumacated. Alpha female is not a diva.
Yeah,
like you said, aggressive, that'll bite your head off, that regurgitate her own food and re-eat it.
What are you talking about? I was making. Anyway. alpha female will not allow another female to take over her turf. What are you talking about? She will upstage you and make you sit the hell down or leave.
Oh, but you know how sometimes.
Just as a alpha male would do. I don't know. I'm gonna stay out of it because I'm a little hyper.
Yeah, just like you ever heard of the time
maybe,
people talk loud and they never
maybe she was just tired and rather than saying anything.
Yeah,
she
could have just hung up by accident because she was just here a couple of seconds ago.
Yeah.
She said something and then all of a sudden I didn't hear her anymore. So what are you talking about?
I think you might have scared her a little bit.
I didn't scare her. You would like to keep up shit.
That's my friend.
Didn't nobody scare her.
I know how she is.
You like to keep up.
Nobody said she was scared. That's my friend, and I know
she was fine. There was nothing wrong with her. Why are you keep? You're creating havoc.
Yeah, okay.
There's nothing wrong with her.
I liked her.
Probably,
I liked her.
Like Vince said, she probably had something to do. Right, Vince? Vince, speak. Shut them up.
I think she's kind of a shy personality. I actually think. I mean,
she
certainly had. Yeah, but whatever. I think she's just kind of a quiet person. She's always, for half the time, she's just quiet in the background to begin with. I think it's just her nature. Maybe she's just, like, tired, and rather than making a big deal of it, she's just like, I'm just going to drop off. I don't know that she was out.
Phone.
No, she's not on the phone. She left. She's gone.
Oh.
So she might have got cut off. I don't know. Who knows? She can't call back in, so it's like she's gone.
Oh, this OT?
I'm not a meanie. I wasn't trying to.
You came on the air kind of on overdrive, Tracy.
Yeah, you almost scared me off. I almost ran away.
I'm sorry. Because I was arguing in the chat room with someone, and my adrenals got the best of me.
You can't let that get to you. You just need to relax and.
Yeah, they push your buttons all the time.
Unwind here and. You know, get it off your chest, certainly, but then, you know, forget about it.
Well, I wish she had stayed. I'm sorry. I didn't. Oh, I'm shutting up.
No, like he was saying, she probably got caught.
You're the only girl. You got to entertain us now.
Yeah, now you're the only girl on the radio.
Okay, but I can't.
We got to go back
to
the fucking
house.
I'm not
going to.
I'm not going to. But I can't sit here and talk about squirting and.
Why not? It was good.
Because I don't believe in it, and I'm not going to, and I can't, I'm not, I don't go around squirting, so I'm not going to sit here and like, oh, I'm a squirter, and I'm going to squirt all on you, and ooh. I can't do that. That's not me.
If you were a squirter, you wouldn't admit it anyway, right? I get that vibe.
It's not sticky. It's like piss because it's a mixture of piss.
Oh yeah,
so
you were writing that in there. You was the one that was writing that in the chat room, weren't you?
Yes, I did. I said I'll piss on all of you for $100 a piece.
Yeah, you talk about.
Oh, that was bad. I was bad. I'm sorry. Wow. Yeah, that was bad.
See there, you just scared off the Mac.
Oh, he said he
didn't scare her off.
No, Emac, the guy.
Oh,
the guy
you were yelling at. This is like a horror movie. It's like you keep like knocking off callers. Who's next?
What? It's not my fault. Okay, I'm gonna mute my phone. That is bad. You can't blame me on the weakness of other people. Come on. There's some scaredy cats, and then
now
there, I
get Bobby,
blamed
we
for it.
Through this, man. We'll make it. We'll make it, bro.
We might make it. She ain't got nobody else to pick on but me and you.
I'm not picking on nobody.
Weaker link would be me, probably, so.
I'm not picking on nobody, whatever. Anyway, you can't blame that on me. I didn't do nothing. I've calmed down a lot. I'm sorry. Whatever.
Oh, you don't need to be sorry. I mean, everybody gets hyper or, you know. I thought you were on, I asked if you're on PCP.
Whatever.
What
the hell
does
that mean?
Good radio. Drama's good radio. It's fine. Scare
I don't
everybody
smoke
you
drugs. I don't smoke and snort and toot and drink drugs. I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, I thought you made a comment about
me.
Doing, you do drugs, you do.
You swallow pills.
Do you do pills? Anything? Any drug at all?
No, nothing. I'm clean.
Nothing.
Coffee? Cigarettes?
Nope.
Beer? Wine?
Well, that's why you're all wound up.
You don't loosen up at all.
Yeah, you don't loosen up. You got to party every now and again. You know?
I will have an occasional shot here and there of Bacardi 151.
Okay. Oh, my God.
The truth comes out. That's
occasionally, she'll say
that. But occasionally, I don't drink it every day or every week, but occasionally, yeah, I will. Maybe. Whatever. You guys aren't going to beat me up. I'm not gonna hang up the phone and run out of the room.
Yeah, because we'll talk shit on you just like we make fun of everybody else for leaving.
Yeah. Reminds me of that movie. Or not movie. What's the video, YouTube, Charlie Bit My Finger Again? There was a dumb kid. Did you ever see that?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Vince, do you understand what she's saying? But,
Charlie Bit My Finger Again. It's a YouTube video. It has like 40 million hits.
You're all about YouTube, Vince. You don't know what she's talking about?
No one saw it?
I think he scared Vince off. Hello?
He was on the phone. If he wasn't on the phone, we wouldn't be talking.
Well, he doesn't have to hang up. He's on there. He's on in the chat room.
I said I was going to shut up. But he has to be. Where is he?
He's breaking your balls. That's what he's doing.
He's breaking his balls?
Breaking your balls. Oh, he's got to go.
I don't have any balls.
He said he's got to cut off.
I resent that.
Good show, buddy.
If I have balls, you have titties. You have boobs, brother.